All right, welcome. What's happening? This is Walt D. You're back on a Penny for Your Thoughts podcast. I am Walt D. And today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about motivation. I'm a fitness professional, been a fitness professional for the last 11 years, personal trainer, coach, whatever you want to call me. I certify with the NSCA. And, you know, I always used to get this question about motivation as far as where does it come from, or do I believe that, you know, we are motivators for our clients or for people who watch and observe us. And I've never believed that we're motivators. I don't believe that. This is something I just don't believe in. I believe that motivation comes from within. Now, I would certainly love to hear your take on this as well. I mean, obviously, I don't have a monopoly on this, but just from what I've seen over the years, when I've seen what people do, the drive that someone has, you look at certain ball players, you look at just athletes in general. You look at Serena Williams, you look at a Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, not the biggest fan of Kobe, but because I just never care for the Lakers, but you look at people like that and the drive that they have to win. It's something, they may have inspiration on the outside and they may have inspirations on the outside, but the motivation exists from within. And that's what I always call the spark or the fire. That's always in there, hopefully. Now, as I've told other people I've described, because I've had clients, well, maybe one or two, where that spark isn't there and you can tell. You can tell. But I've always said, look, you just need to come with some type of flame for me, because what I'm going to do is take that flame and throw fuel all over it and light you up. That's my job. With what I have, with what you know, you've invested in this thing that we're about to do, my job is to take whatever you have and just open it up. But you have to have something. Now you can't take, you know, if you've got two sticks rubbing together and all you're doing is producing smoke, there's no fire. Maybe at some point there might be a fire, and you know, we can always applaud the attempt. But if the flame is not there, the spark isn't there, you've got nothing. And so that's what I've always believed. I don't care if it comes down to your nutrition, getting up at a certain time and eating a certain, you know, eating your meals at a certain time, making sure that you're eating the proper number of nutrients and following, you know, what you need to have in order to attain what it is that you're trying to do. You know, those things are all important. But that takes discipline and it takes a motivation that's inside of you. Otherwise, man, you might as well forget about it. You know, I look at, you know, MMA fighters. I'm a huge fan of the sport. But I'm a huge fan of the work that gets put into what it is that they do. Men and women. But I became a big fan of the guys, obviously, early on. And one of my favorite fighters is, I think we all love the Spider. Spider's probably my favorite. But I've always been a huge fan of George St. Pierre. Now, there have been moments where I thought that man lost. Maybe just one or two. Especially in the Johnny Hendricks fight. I've always, I think he did probably just enough. He was already champion and, came down to some politics. And he fought, but he also got beat up pretty badly. And anyways, all that to say, that guy has a drive and you can see that fire in his eye. And it's not like you can't see the fire in other people's, but there's something about what he does and how he goes after it. He reminds me of the guy, the people who are just going to dominate. They are going to impose their will and there's nothing you can do about it. They're gonna get hit. They're gonna get knocked down. And it's the favorite line that I will always have, and I'm sure everybody, you know, it gets used all the time too, but it's from Rocky Balboa. It doesn't matter how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's a motive, that there's motivation to continue on, to go after it. That's a fire. That's heart. It has to exist inside of you. Nobody can give it to you because it's just you. It's just you. You know, even in team sports, you know, something that there was a professional soccer player, and I don't know her name, but she said it the other, not too long ago, it was during the World Cup, but she talked about her teammates and the type of team that she had, and she realized what really humbled her was that there were, you know, so many other, you know, women on that team who were better than her in areas of her own game that she wished she you know, she could do. But she realized that they're all there for a reason, because everyone is the best at something that they do. That's why they're there. And so, you know, in that team environment, you're there to support one another and help each other. But that thing that you're there for, there's a motivation that you have inside of you that you realize no one else can do. They can, but they can't do it to the level that you can. And so they're dependent on you, and you go after it. It's not only just for yourself, but for them too. That motivation is inside. So then what ends up happening is the inspiration that you get from watching others do what they do, where you're not maybe as good, it inspires you. And it helps to drive you a little bit and then motivate you even more, or create, I should say, burn the fire of that motivation that you have even more to do the thing, that one or two things that you're there to do that no one else can do at your level. You know, there's something very synergistic about that, especially, like I said, in team sports. And it's also even in solo sports as well. I mean, you look at golf, Tiger Woods and the Jack Nicklaus and, Arnold Palmer's. There's a drive that they had where they were going to win, and their inspirations came from outside forces. You know, as a kid, you know, Tiger Woods said, "I want to be the Michael Jordan of this sport." That's an inspiration. He knew he already had that fire inside of him, but his dad as well helped to instill that, or at least to help. Now, if it wasn't instilled, something create the platform. Maybe the pit where that fire was going to burn, you know, because no matter what, he still had to light that fire. That person being Tiger Woods, that person being Michael Jordan in his own, even though his dad was his own inspiration, the men he played against, you know, his opponents, you know, hearing, you know, that trash talk, but just that era itself, we had so many legends, and he had to forge a path, you know, for himself just to solidify, you know, his position in NBA history. All of them had to. There's every single one of those guys, there's a motivation that's there, that's inside of them. It may only last so long, maybe a year or two for some, maybe 18, 19, 20 years. Again, it exists within them. And so I just believe when it comes to, you know, just bringing things back to what it is, you know, in the era, the place where I exist. If you want to make a change in your life physically, it starts with your head, number one. You have to be at a place of readiness to make that kind of change. You have to be ready to say, you know what, I'm done doing it the way that I've been doing it. Either I've got to seek help, you know, assistance, or take the things that you know. If you have an idea, if you have a pretty good grasp on what it's going to take to make those changes and to produce, you know, the kinds of fruit that you want to produce, then you just have to make the choice to do it. It really is. It's not some, you know, even though I know things become habit, it doesn't take forming a habit to say yes, you know, I'm, you know, before you actually say yes. You know what, today I'm going to get up and I'm going to say yes. Okay, tomorrow, I did that today, so tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to say yes. And then the next day I'm going to get up and I'm going to say yes. You know what, that's three yeses in a week. You know what? Okay, I think I'm good to go. Now I can actually start doing this. No, just, you know what? Tomorrow, you know you got to go shopping. You know what you had the last several years. Make that the day for the rest of your life that everything just changes. Go to the store and buy green vegetables that you've never bought before. Fresh vegetables, frozen. And stuff them in your freezer, in your refrigerator. Go and get lean meat if you're gonna do it. Eat some lean meat. Get some fatty meat, but get the kind of meat though that's not gonna create a lot of high cholesterol, especially if you already have it. Now, I know, you know, we go in. There's a lot of science today and talk, or at least I should say talk. Oh, you know, they go back and forth. You know what? It's really not about the cholesterol. Oh, yeah, it is about the cholesterol. Well, no, it's really not about the cholesterol. You know what? If the LDL is too high, it's a bad thing. You can't get away from that. If the HDL is too low, it's a bad thing. You can't get away from that. So you have to eat the foods that are going to keep each one of those at the place that they need to be. That bottom line. Is there anything wrong with having, you know, a fattier steak if that's what, you know, if that's something that you want to do based on the goals that you're trying to attain? And as long as you're, you know, eating it properly, you know how much fat you're actually taking in a day, you know, that's up to you. It's not like a fattier meat is going to poison you, you know, and you're going to die from it. However, if you realize that you're predisposed genetically to some things, you know, where, you know, either one, you don't metabolize fat very well, or, you know, saturated fat is going to be, you know, a little harder on the arteries and like I said, on the cholesterol. I mean, regardless of what anybody, with all the back and forth science, too much saturated fat is going to be bad. Too much of anything can be bad, but saturated fat alone can be bad if you're taking in too much. I'm not going to, I hear so much of this going back and forth, but, you know, the data and the proof is there. You want to open somebody up and take a look at them. My goodness. It's bad. It's bad. So, you know, if everything in moderation, sure. But if you've got a goal in mind, then moderation doesn't just work for you. Okay? You need to make a change. Moderation is not what's going to work. You need to make some serious changes in the beginning. And then, you know what? You can start to tailor that moderation, you know, to kind of fit where you want where you're at. But if you're trying to lose, significant changes has to be made. If you know you need to lose 30 pounds because the doctor has said, hey, look, your heart's working in overtime here, and we need to make some nutritional changes along with some, you know, some exercise, then you need to do that. And that's a bigger change than just trying to, you know, alter your life to where everything's in moderation. Can't do that. If you know that, you know, that the best athletes in the world, I talked about being a basketball player, tennis player, MMA fighters. The exercise and nutritional regimes that these guys and women are on are elite. Yeah, they're eating the right kinds of foods. And it takes sheer discipline to do what they're doing in order for them to achieve the goals that they set up in front of them. They have to. So all that to say, you've got something in mind. You've got something that you want to do. Go after it. But go after it the right way. Get up and go do it. That is the motivation that is inside of you. Don't say no to that. Don't, if you know that you're being pulled a certain direction, which is probably the right way, don't say no to that. Go for it. The one thing I always, you know, tell every one of my clients, and I usually say this throughout our tenure, you would never just go inside the kitchen and pull out a raw steak, potato, and a can of green vegetables, and then just dump that on a plate and then go sit down, living room, dining room, wherever, and just start eating it. I mean, unless you're a weirdo cannibal, you're just not going to do it. You're going to go in that kitchen and you've got things, you've got a meal to prepare. You've got meat to saute and season the right way. You've got a potato that you want to, you know, you want to smell it and taste it and feel it a particular way. You want it steaming, you know, when it's done. You've got green beans. You've got kale, whatever you want. You're going to cook that the right way. All of it together on the plate. Take it out and then enjoy it. It's the same thing going into the gym. The gym is the kitchen. You've got 101 things that you could be doing in that kitchen. But you're not. You shouldn't be just going in and, you know, just doing whatever, because that doesn't make any sense. You got to prepare your body for the activity that you want to do out in the real world. That's why, you know, there's a stark difference between planned exercise and planned activity. You know, people seem to get that confused a lot. A lot of people, you're like, oh, I play basketball, I exercise all the time. That's not playing. That's not exercise. It's a form of, yes, there's exercise that's there, but it's not planned exercise. You're talking about just activity, you allowing your heart rate to go up and staying in shape, conditioning, all that. That's fun. And you're exercising, you're working the body. But that's not planned exercise for progress. You're trying to achieve something. You're trying to get stronger. You're trying to become more conditioned. You're going after flexibility. You're going after composition. I mean, these are all of the elements of fitness, and those are not embedded into planned activity necessarily. They are into planned exercise. Those elements are affected. They're affected when you're doing, you know, you're doing planned activity. But if you're trying to elevate, it's about planned exercise, and that's the kitchen. Okay, so the motivation is there. Go after it. Go do it. Eat right. Exercise properly, and get your sleep. Recover. Okay, it's a three-pronged approach. If any one of those is off, it doesn't matter. I don't care. The rest of it is going to be jacked up as well. All right. Motivation, y'all. It's always inside. Nobody can motivate. I'm sorry. Nobody can motivate you. That motivation is inside of you. They can inspire you, but it's up to you. Just what kind of spark, what kind of flame you're going to have, or what you have in you already. And if you need somebody that's going to light that flame a little higher, or just, you know, put some heat underneath it so that a little bit more heat, or just open it up so there's more oxygen that can get to it so that flame begins to spread, then absolutely be all about it and find that person, okay? Find that place. Find it. But do it, all right? Hey, that's my time. I'm the Wald D, and that's a penny for your thoughts. If you'd like to hear more, please do not hesitate to hit me up through my contact details. And of course, this wouldn't be possible without you, so please donate whatever you can to help facilitate this great endeavor. Let's keep moving forward, and until next time, peace.